Once again, for media members on the line, if you have a question for any of the coaches here this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We now welcome in the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Coach Gattuso.
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. A bye week for your team on Saturday. How did you, your staff, and your players make use of it?
Well, you know, we had a good week, got some rest, and try to work on some things and, you know, improve what we're doing. But ultimately, you know, the goal is to get healthy and get ready for the next opponent, which, you know, obviously is a big game for us here at home against Maine.
What goes into, I know you've done this for a while, but into the balance of working your team enough where you're able to stay sharp, but then also letting some guys rest and get healthy?
Well, you know, it's changed, obviously, like football has changed over the years. I mean, in the old days, heck, you know, it was like a week of camp for a lot of places. But, you know, we spent one day in pads, and for the most part, we just really worked on ourselves for a couple days, try to get better, work on some kicking areas that we need work on, and then we spent a few days extra trying to look forward to Maine and working on again. The main thing was getting healthy for this week and keeping them focused. Off weeks are always hard and for football staff because, you know, you worry about a lot of things. But I thought we had a good week. I thought we needed the off week. We were very beat up, played a tough schedule and, you know, played four of our first six on the road. So it was a necessary week, and I think we took advantage of it as we could.
We're here with UAlbany head coach Greg Gattuso. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad, and we've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Daily News.
Hi, Coach. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Hope you're doing well.
Good, good. Thanks. Yeah, a little chilly, but it is October. Just thoughts on it is. It's terrific. Yeah. Yeah. Just thoughts on playing Maine, and you know, I know you've been dinged up. Are you getting some guys healthy? And what are thoughts on Maine in playing them this weekend?
Maine has been good games with Albany and Maine over the years, and you know, it's been no different the last few. I think they're extremely physical. I think, you know, when you look through our conference, it's a very physical, tough conference, but I'm not sure anybody in the league is more physical and as aggressive as Maine and, you know, on defense and the way that, you know, they've got arguably one of the best receiving corps in the league and they utilize them really well. And, you know, we know what kind of football game it's going to be. It's going to be a tough, hard, physical game. You know, you saw them last week, very resilient, fall behind early, and then come back and just dominate, you know, the whole second half of the football game. And I think they do a great job. They always have over the years. You know, I've been watching Maine for many, many years, even though when I wasn't at this level. You know, I knew Coach Cause and the type of players they recruit and the type of coaches they have. It's a challenge every week, and we're looking forward to this game. And it's homecoming for us, so we're hoping have a big crowd and should have some energy in the place.
Thank you.
Sure.
Greg, just building on your comments about Maine, obviously they have a freshman quarterback in Chris Ferguson who's coming off a big game, and Josh Mack has had a monster year leading the nation in rushing. As you've taken a look at those two guys, what have been your impressions of them?
Well, they do a great job. I mean, Mack, he does a great job. He's very patient. He's got the speed to go the distance, as witnessed in many games. And he's a major challenge. You know, he ran really well against us last year. And you know, I think, you know, when you combine that, they're smart in how they attack with their, you know, with their passing game to complement their run game with the deep shots and the play pass and the things that they do. They're very they're well coached on offense, and you know, they rely on their running back. You know, we've been in that situation, and I understand it, and it'd be crazy for them not to hand him the ball a bunch. But we're also, you know, we understand that. I think their receiving corps, it helps their running game a great deal because of the talent out there, and the quarterback can deliver it. So, you know, they force you they try to get you out of the box with their deep shots and their play pass, and they do a good job with it. So it's going to be a big challenge. They're a very good football team. You know, they've had a tough schedule. You know, they opened, you know, with New Hampshire, which was a tough one in the beginning of the year, and had a game canceled. And, you know, they they've really had a tough road, but it shows their resilience. And both Albany and Maine are still in this thing, and you know we're still both battling for positioning in the conference.
We'll go back and as we've hit the midpoint of the season and take a look back at your team a little bit. First on the offensive side of the ball, and obviously you haven't for the majority of the year had EB, which was certainly the focus of your offense. How has your offense adjusted? How do you feel like Will has grown, and where do you feel like you are at this point offensively?
Well, you know, I think, you know, the situation with EB has been obviously very difficult. If you take the best running back off of any team, it impacts your offense a great deal. I think you see that throughout the league and when it happens. And it's no different. We relied on him in many, many ways. So, but the silver lining to it, you know, is that we believe we can redshirt him now and have him for an extra year. And I think our young quarterback is learning how to throw the ball much more efficiently. And I think our young receiving corps is starting to learn to go get the football a little bit. And so the silver lining is we're learning to throw the ball better. But it doesn't make it any easier trying to finish the year and continue to fight for a spot. And our young backs are, you know, Carl Mopar is a true freshman and struggled last week, and we need him to step up and be better, and he will. So, like I said, the silver lining without EB is we'll be a better team in the future. The question is how good of a team we're going to be right now, and that's what we're working on.
Defensively, you guys have had a tremendous year in the top 10 in all of SCS in total defense. Just give me your assessment on what has worked so well on that side of the ball.
Well, I think the one thing is they fly around and they're very rugged. We're not the biggest defense out there, that's for sure, but we're aggressive and we play hard. And I think that's all you can ask of your kids. They've been good. Even last week against arguably the best quarterback in the country, they really battled, and you know, a couple big plays got away from us. But he's capable of that. But they're playing hard, and we got to keep playing hard because the offense is starting to come a little bit. You know, we're starting to diversify our offense a little bit, and that'll help our defense if we can continue to possess the ball, which we've been really good at moving forward. So they've been. I'm proud of them, and I'm proud of the effort, and we need them to continue to step up and play big because they have a big challenge this week against Maine.
As you touched on, you guys, tough early season schedule, 4-6 on the road. The two games you have had at home have won them both. How nice will it be to be back at your home stadium this week?
Well, I think, you know, we're excited about being home, and we've not only traveled a lot, we've had some crazy travel arrangements, so it's just been a challenge for the team, and we've survived, and hopefully we can, you know, we got to get back on track. I mean, I think that in this conference, you know, every game's a fist fight, and home field advantage doesn't really means a whole lot in our league, but I think it's still nice, you know, just to be home and how it affects you leading into the game. So, the kids are excited about it. We've got a couple at home, and we need to take advantage of home cooking.
All right, Greg, thanks as always for the time this morning, and we'll talk again next Monday.
All right, thanks, Rob. See you, bud.
All right, thank you.